Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 8:22 GMT. Today is November 7th, and it has been a day which has been pretty full of some fairly negative activity on the markets. I suppose the most important factor is the move by the dollar, and it has reached its lowest against the euro. The euro was, I suppose, the counterweight of that is that the euro is at an all-time high, and was up in excess of a full cent in here today. Against the pound, it was also up quite strongly. The Canadian dollar was strong. They were pretty much all strong against the dollar today. And we are seeing a steepening of the downtrend for the dollar. And if that were to accelerate very much further, that would probably panic a number of regulators and policy formers around the world, but I think it's a bit early to be panicking just yet. The other important news, of course, was that GM recorded a massive loss, a record loss, something like $34 billion. And Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac have been subpoenaed, so that's further problems in the mortgage area. The VIX was up again in here today. And there are people talking about the global banks having to write off, and I've seen reports of anything up to $100 billion and all the way up to $1 trillion as a result of the subprime issue. Now, I think $1 trillion, and actually I've seen one report saying $2 trillion, I think is very far-fetched. But given the amount of money that has been written off over the last couple of weeks, $100 billion certainly is sounds like a fairly on the money estimate. But that does continue to point towards problems in the banking sector, and you see Wall Street is quite weak in here today. That the S&P is down 1.83% with a half hour to go in the trading day. The Dow Jones is down 1.63% and the Nasdaq down 1.64%. The Nasdaq continues to be the leader in that area, and although it's down 1.64%, it's still relatively close to its highs, whereas the S&P has broken below that 1500 level, which has been a psychological level of late. And we are looking at some weakness in the European markets as well. The FTSE was the weakest of the Europeans today. It was down almost 90 points at 1.39%. And it does look like we are entering a little bit of a period for those markets that have rallied on the upside and have outperformed, like those in Asia. We can anticipate a consolidation right now. And for some of those weaker markets, we see, for example, Ireland breaking downwards to a new low. And that market is being priced just like a bank index. The banks, I think, make up in excess of 40% of the Irish index. And that index is being priced just like a banking sector. So it's making new lows in line with the European and US banking sectors. But looking right across the Asian region, we've had weakness pretty much across the boards. The Nikkei was down 0.95%, and the ASX in Australia, the ASX Australia was up almost 1% in here today, so relatively positive. The Hang Seng was up 0.92%, but that one really does need to hold around these levels following that rather large downward dynamic we've seen recently. Personally, I don't think it's going to do very much more than consolidate these very strong gains. I think 55% we've seen in the last 2 months, and it has room to come off somewhat more, but I don't think it's going to reverse its uptrend in here right now. But the other major news that we had in here was some really quite large moves we've seen over the last couple of days in the precious metal markets. Gold was as high as 845 today, but it's currently at 835, which is up $10 on the day. Silver had been as high as 1644 in the March contract, but is currently at 1552, so a 90 cent move on the day, and actually down 5 cents right now. And we've seen silver in particular having a very measured upward trend, and over the last 2 or 3 days really putting in some very, very impressive upward moves. and it probably is in need of some form of consolidation. This was an important breakout above the $15 level, and there's a good chance I think we're going to see some form of consolidation around here. Although I don't believe that it's going to fall very much further below the $15 level, and the chances are that these surprises are going to be on the upside because this is a very powerful upward move and it's an important breakout that we've seen. So we could see some short-term weakness, but I think it's extremely unlikely we're going to see any kind of reversal in here. It is characteristically volatile, and if we see downward dynamics in the past, they have been buying opportunities, and I think that we're probably in. I don't think there's any reason to doubt that if we do see one of those, that it would be a buying opportunity once again. I'm not predicting it, but I wouldn't be terribly surprised either. And with gold off its high today, although gold has been a tower of strength in here and is certainly the leader within the sector, it's probably in need of a little bit of a consolidation as well. Platinum formed a technical key reversal, although really you'd need a microscope to see it in here. And if we see some follow through tomorrow, it will be a signal that we've reached a high of just short-term significance. Again, platinum has been a leader in this sector, has performed extremely well, and is probably in need of a little bit of a consolidation. So, in line with stock markets, precious metals have performed extremely well over the last couple of months and are probably in need of some form of consolidation. The treasury markets. You have the US Treasuries flat on the day right now. They're at 13.24 and have been consolidating beneath this 114 level for the last couple of weeks. If we continue to see this sort of bearish activity right across the economy in the USA, and you had one of the Fed governors, I think Fed Governor Poole, saying that further rate cuts may be needed, then we can probably anticipate some further strength in the government bond prices. Although that does not negate our long-term view that the yield, that US government bond yields bottomed in 2003, that it's a new secular uptrend for the yield, and obviously a secular downtrend for prices. So any significant rally in bond prices can be viewed as a shorting opportunity. But the really main driver in here has been the movement of the dollar. And that is something that I think is motivating markets more than any other factor right now, because you are starting to see the dollar steepen its downtrend, and that is, I think, making people nervous. So if there is one indicator to look at for the health of various uptrends that we've seen across asset classes, I think it would be to watch the dollar, because if we see a strengthening of the dollar, that will probably be a bell ringer for a reversal anywhere. Now, that we're not seeing any indication that that is imminent, but it is certainly something to keep an eye on for the sort of short to medium term outlook. And with that, just a quick word about the energy complex. Oil had hit 98.62 earlier on today. It's at 96.30, so well off its highs. Natural gas, a bit weaker in here today, fell below that $8 level a couple of days ago. It's at 7.63 in here. And we are seeing a little bit of a consolidation in here, although the oil price has been absolutely storming recently, and it would need a downward dynamic to question scope for further upside over the short term. And with that, I will leave you, but thank you very much for your time and have a great evening.